Welcome to Firm Foundation. In these times of shifting standards and faulty foundations, there is a solid place on which to build a victorious life. And that place is the firm foundation of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Your host for Firm Foundation is Brian Hudson, a Bible teacher, pastor, author, and producer of Life Enriching Media.
Today the focus is, as I said, on reaching out. The topic today, this is part three of the series entitled Today. And today's topic will be Everyone Reach One. Say, everyone. Reach One. And a special report on the Kenya Africa mission. And I want to teach for a few minutes and then play for you a video conversation I had with the director of the GFE Children's Home in Kenya, Africa, Duncan Sabwa. And you'll also get an update about Bernadine. We've been supporting her since 2013. And we actually had a Zoom call. I recorded it. And what amazed me was how high the quality was. You know, God's helping everybody everywhere. And the internet in Kenya is gotten really good, amen? So we had a very clear Zoom call, recorded it. I want to play that for you and make that the second part of my message and to give you the update on our support for the children's home, the orphanage, in Eldoret, Kenya, Africa. But today, first, let's go to our first scripture. Our foundation scripture for this series has been in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. If you can see on the screen, read with me, please. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. And we have derived from that scripture the thought that, okay, the outward part, outward man is perishing, you know, all that. But the focus is the inward person is being renewed day by day. And so when your day began today, guess what? You were renewed. Say this, say, I was renewed when my day began. So no matter what happened yesterday or how you feel in the moment, you have been renewed. And I'm trying to, by the grace of God, get us to focus on that. And so every day, today, then, is the opportunity to recognize I have been renewed and ask the question, in what ways can I manifest, can I walk out and live out this renewal? All right. Same scripture from Amplified Bible, 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore, we do not become discouraged, spiritless, disappointed, or afraid, though our outer self is progressively wasting away, yet our inner self is being progressively renewed day by day. All right. Now, today's scripture is John chapter 4, Gospel of John chapter 4. Verse 35, Jesus said this, you know the saying, 4 months between planting and harvest. But I say, wake up and look around. The fields are already ripe for harvest. And Jesus wasn't talking about farming in his statement. He referred to farming in the first statement. You've heard it said, it takes 4 months. You know, to plant and get a harvest where they live. But his point was, I want you to see now that the fields are already ripe or white, some versions say, for harvest. That is, people are ready for harvesting. People are ready to be brought in to the kingdom of God. People are ready to be brought into the family of God. I remember growing up before I came to Christ, I would always say, I'm not ready. You want to go to church? You want to get saved? I'm not ready. I didn't know what I was saying. Because the fact is, if you jacked up, messed up, you are ready. If you're not saved, you're ready. You know, even though you're coming or going, you're ready. Amen, somebody. Any state other than being in Christ means you are ready. Now, what I should have said was, I don't want to. That's what I was, I don't want to. But I was ready, but didn't want to. But Jesus is saying that the fields are already ripe for harvest. Now, I bring that scripture up in the context of the series because I want us to look at renewal today from another perspective. As we consider how God is helping us, understand that in the kingdom of God, there is the principle of seed time and harvest, and there is sowing and reaping. What we receive is ultimately an outcome of what we give, not only in the area of finance, but also in the area of serving and refreshing others. So then we say renewal. We say we've been teaching the past couple of series how we can get there and what God is doing in us. Well, part of what he's doing isn't only that we look at ourselves. Part of it is looking at others. How can we be a blessing to others? Because part of my blessing is wrapped up in how I'm sowing, how I'm giving, how I'm serving. So serving in all ways, giving in all kinds of ways, it's a part of what God calls me to do today. My renewal is also wrapped up in what I sow, what I give, and how I serve. Amen, somebody? So, you know, we understand this works, people. We don't just only look at our own need. There's a phrase called navel gazing. You know, it's the idea when somebody is really into themselves, they stare at their own navel, you know, and you know, what does it mean? What's the meaning of this, you know? Well, we know better than to just drill down only on ourselves. We also have to look at others and realize that when I'm at my deepest need, at my most desperate, the best thing I can do is to help somebody in my own need, to still help somebody. That's really your way out, your way through. Not just focusing more and more on yourself, but stepping out of yourself and realizing I'm called by God to touch others. Now, here's the next scripture. This will say it right here. Proverbs 11, verse 25 says, "The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself." New International Version says it even clearer, I think. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Let's read that second one there. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. And I suggest that's a part of the renewal. That's a part of God helping us today, is that we are not only looking at what God's doing in us and through us, to us, we're also recognizing a part of it is, all right, am I refreshing others? Am I watering others? Am I serving others? Am I helping others? Or am I just trying to, you know, take it all in for myself? And so that's a principle we're working on today. And the whole theme of today, again, with outreach and missions, is that's the whole idea. In fact, that's why Jesus came. He came, he said, "I didn't come to serve myself. I came to serve others." He didn't come to minister unto himself, he came to minister to other people. His whole purpose in coming was to help us. His whole purpose. And so then here we are, we're in Christ. We're ambassadors for Christ. We have the mind of Christ, the character of God, and therefore we should reflect those same values. Amen, somebody? So a couple of pictures here. First one, you've seen this picture before. This is the picture of the group of us on our last trip, 2018, Kenya. We're at the orphanage. Back. I'm there with also on this trip, Kenneth Sullivan Sr., Kenneth Sullivan Jr. was there. Another brother was there from Avon. And so there we are with the children. Pastor Mary Bahati is the person, the lady on the furthest to your left, okay? Or in the frame on the left there. That's Pastor Mary. Her husband founded this orphanage, okay? He passed away. We'll talk about that. And so the work continues. Now, Pastor Sabwa, I think, is in there somewhere as well. I don't see him. But the point is, this is a picture. Now, in the middle, of course, is Benadine. I received this picture last week. That's a picture that Pastor Sabwa sent me last week, and she's gotten taller. He says she's become jovial. For a long time, she was very somber. And the reason is, I'll tell you, well, you hear the reason in the video, but it's the reason why she was somber for a long time. But she's become jovial, he says. She's been there since 2013. And so there she is. Next picture is a still frame of the video of just the conversation we had. You'll watch this here in a moment. There's Pastor Duncan Samba, the director of GFE Children's Home. And there I am, of course, in the same frame. And this is a picture of Bishop Ben Bahati, the late Ben Bahati, and his wife Mary Bahati, okay? And so, again, they're the founders of the orphanage and long time. They're also pastors as well. So I want you to see those pictures because, again, we've come today to learn about renewal. We've come today because, you know, we're worshiping together. We're endeavoring to become more Christ-like. We want to become more of what God would have us to become. But part of becoming who God wants you to become is wrapped up in refreshing others. He who refreshes others shall himself be refreshed. And sometime the thing we're missing, the thing we're looking for, the refreshing we think we need, it'll come out of sowing it, encouraging others, right? The previous series was about encourage, right? The whole series was encourage, encourage, encourage one another. So God is really speaking to us, isn't he? And we're in a culture today that's all wrapped up in self-service. I mean, self-serving is the whole thing with this whole world culture. Self-serving, you know, me, myself, and I, you know, and all this stuff. But in Christ, he flipped the script. He's counterculture, and we're counterculture. It's not that we don't have needs. We don't pay attention to what we need. Of course we do. It's just that in the mix of all that is the importance of reaching out. So now let's look at this next scripture here, Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2. And this is Jesus. In fact, this scripture comes up in the Gospels, and it came from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. And this scripture came up in relation to Jesus because he's the one, when the Bible says that those who sat in darkness saw a great light, that light is Jesus. He is the light of the world. He said, upon them light has shined. Amen? So I want you to understand that Jesus is that light, but then when he came one day, he turned and said to the disciples, you are the light of the world. The light said to the lights, called disciples, you are lights of the world. And he's still saying it today. See, I am the light of the world through Christ. You see what's happening? So then we bring renewed day by day. Renewed to what? Renewed to everything. Renewed not only to who we are, who we should be, our best self, living the best life and all that. We're also renewed to the purpose of God, to the will of God. Everyone reach one. Amen. And so that I love this text reminds us of why Jesus came and why we're here today. All right, next point here. So God promised that light would shine on people who sat in darkness. We know that this promise spoke of Jesus, the coming light of the world, just said this. And Jesus turned to his disciples and said, you are the light of the world. Light begins every day. Light begins today. So among all the things that happens when your day starts, renewal is you get a chance for God to shine on you. And you get a chance to shine on others. Because the thing is, if light didn't shine on us, we wouldn't be alive. We need light I mean, you know, natural light, gives life to the world, right? So we want to recognize the power of light and that we are the light of the world in the sense that we bring something of God to people around us. So every one reach one. Acts 18, verse 9. Now Jesus spoke to Paul in the night by a vision. Do not be afraid, but speak, and do not keep silent, for I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you, for I have many people in this city. Now, the whole context, Paul, in Acts 18, Paul and Silas had come from Macedonia, and Paul was compelled by the Spirit to go preach to the Jews about Christ, but they opposed him. They blasphemed, the Scripture says. So Paul shook his garments and said to them, your blood be upon your heads. I'm clean. From now on, I go to the Gentiles. Paul went over to those who would receive him. He departed and went to a house of a man named Justice, who worshiped God. And his house was next door to the synagogue. And then Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed in the Lord with his whole household. So then Paul went to the house of a man he didn't know, but who received him, a man named Justice, who lived next to the synagogue. And then in that encounter, what came out of that was the synagogue ruler, a man named Crispus, believed on the Lord. And that's when God said to Paul, reminded Paul, don't be afraid, but speak. Don't keep silent. I have many people in this city. And one of them was this brother named Justice that Paul just met. Now, I'll bring this up to highlight to us that, you know, you may not find help over here, but there's help over there. Right? I'm going to say, he won't help me. Go over there. Don't focus on who won't help you, who won't receive you, who won't, you know, be kind to you, because God has many people in this city. Now, the context, now God did say that no one will hurt you or attack you in this city. He went somewhere else and got attacked and hurt, you know what I'm saying? But in this city, Paul didn't get hurt or attacked. He found some refuge. Now, in addition to this person whom Paul met, when God said, I have many people, he means people you know and people you don't know. He means people who are saved, watch this, and those who aren't saved yet. God knows all the people who are going to be saved. And we'll share the story about Bishop Ben Bahati, whom we met at the airport. In Ethiopia, a very large and busy and congested airport. We met one person in an airport full of people we were designed and destined to meet. Okay? Now, flying to the same city, we were in the same region of the airport to board to Eldoret. But I want you to see how God has people. And we didn't begin that trip in 2013. It's the first trip to Kenya. We did not start that trip out thinking we would encounter Ben Bahati and the orphanage. We went there to support Pastor Allen and his church. He hosted it. We had a great time there. Wonderful time there. But I did not know that part of the assignment was to meet Bishop Ben. And then another part of the story that when I told Ken Sullivan Sr. I was going to Eldoret, he said, you're going where? Eldoret. He says, I've been corresponding with a pastor from Eldoret at that time for 15 years, Bishop Dan Maruri, whom we've met. And so another connection. God has people in every place, right? And so the second trip, Ken came with me and Pastor Jerry went with us to go meet Bishop Maruri. And he had a chance to go to the orphanage as well. So God has a way of putting together his people. People of purpose find each other. Say that. Say people of purpose Find each other. Just don't get stuck with somebody just fooling around. You won't find people of purpose. You're hanging with people, just running their mouth. Talking, like James Brown said, talking loud and saying nothing. That was a prophetic word from the Godfather of soul. Talking loud and saying nothing. Because God has many people in this city. All right, let me move on here. All right, almost time for the video. 1 Corinthians 3:5. Paul said this. After all, who is Apollos? Who is Paul? We are only God's servants through whom you believed the good news. Each of us did the work the Lord gave us. So, you know, we don't take credit for anything as preachers and ministers. I take no credit for the GFE orphanage, no credit for this church. I mean, I don't take credit for anything other than just obeying God, just being, doing the work the Lord gave us. That's the whole point. Do the work the Lord gives you. And it's amazing what comes out of it. It's amazing what comes out of it. And finally, last question before we start this video, a last thought. All right. Sometimes we reach people directly. At other times, we reach people through people who are appointed to the work. The reward is the same, regardless if you do it or support another who is doing it. Please understand that. Please hear that. I want you to see that this is what that's what missions is about, you know, right? I mean, I've been to Africa several times. Maybe you've been, I don't know. But if you can't go or didn't go, you sent me, you sent others, you supported through our church the work, and that's why we all get the same reward. Say the same reward. It's also, I learned this a long time ago, and it's why I enjoy working behind the scenes, helping people. I don't have to be seen. It's not important to me at all. What's important is that the work is done. And you help people and empower people and put them in a really good place. That's what God sees. Now, it's not that, you know, Jesus said, let people see your good works and glorify God. I know that, because otherwise people think listen, if you don't tell people anything, they'll think you're doing nothing. If you don't say anything, they'll think you're not doing anything. So you share a few things. But the spirit of it is, when we are serving, we don't need to be seen. We're going to be seen, obviously, but we need to focus on doing the work. Get the work done and put people in position to prosper, to be empowered. And that's what we do with supporting missions. Amen, somebody? All right. Now, let's prepare now to watch this video. It's 20 minutes long, about 22 minutes long. And it's a conversation I had with the director of the Global Field of Evangelism, GFE, Director Duncan Sabwa. And we had a Zoom call. It was on last week. It was 9 a.m. in the morning for me, 5 p.m. in the afternoon for him. 8,000 miles, exactly halfway around the world. All right, let's watch this and be blessed by this conversation.